It sounds like a paradox, but alto saxophonist and flutist James Spalding is best remembered as the forgotten man of the 1960s jazz scene. Back then, he recorded as a sideman on dozens of records for the Blue Note label, but never made an album as a leader until years later. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead says Spalding's new record reminds us how good a player he's always been.
James Spalding got interested in jazz when he was a kid, and his early experiences still color his music almost five decades later. When he was about 10, he was inspired by the screaming saxophone of Illinois Jacquet. While a teenager in Indianapolis in the 50s, he began working with straight-ahead trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, who he'd later record with. Not long after that, he worked and recorded with the visionary bandleader Sun Ra. When you hear Spalding play alto sax these days, you can hear all those influences in his vocalized tone, his respect for traditional values, and the occasional left turn. Spalding's new album, Blues Nexus, for the Muse label, is a set of bluesy tunes by jazz composers, from the late saxophonist Hank Mobley and Tina Brooks to young trumpeter Roy Hargrove and Spalding's pianist Ronnie Matthews. The album was arranged by trumpeter and music publisher Don Sickler, who makes a token appearance and helped pick the material. Besides good melodies and Spalding's saxophone, this record also features his flute and bass flute and piccolo. He showcases that on Chambermates by Paul Chambers and Kenny Burrell. Check out the rhythmic hookup between bass player Ray Drummond and drummer Lewis Hayes. Jazz fans tend to rank the flute family down with bassoon and accordion among their least favorite instruments, but these are foolish prejudices. It's not the horn, but how well it's played that counts. James Spalding obviously knows what he's doing, although he taught himself to play the flute when he was in high school. It's curious that a musician who blossomed so early didn't make a record under his own name until he was almost 40, or that he's only hit his stride as a leader now that he's in his 50s. It was worth the wait.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Blues Nexus by James Spalding on the Muse label.